I wanted to switch gears a little bit. Tom Mabe was our guest last week.
We had
a lot of requests for this. He has a little stunt that he does. He leaves a tape recorder by his phone, and when the phone rings, he hits the button. And if it's a telemarketer, he records the call.
Puts him on a little bit.
And I thought we'd give this one a listen.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
So this is Mike with... You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on. Hold on one second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, dust everything down for prints. Back you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. What was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Sure, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No. Look, we'll get your supervisor in a second. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to ensure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40S, Littleton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on, that's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Get the Littleton Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Give him this information. They tell him he's being a sock connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. But how did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department? I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in Colorado.
Don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. Have you reported his place of residence?
No.
Tell me again, where were you last night for 20 hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable about any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, just calm down. Calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a flaming homosexual. There's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass him or nothing, but were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell? Kind of a question.
Look. Gay's your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in that closet. But then I haven't thought about myself. You know, say I was in Las Vegas or something, a couple drinks. Cute little Mexican midget. Sam Brown.
<Ridiculous. laughs>
Yeah.